Yeah, again, nothing structural. It's just, you know, something's nicking the nerve or whatever, which is giving him the tingling sensation. So it's just a shutdown period until that's all cleared up and he's able to go out and, you know, do what he's been doing leading up to this point. We just haven't had, you know, a significant period where he's been able to push through yet.
Kind of relatively encouraging, just especially given the way things have gone for some of your other guys.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about forearm and elbow and, you know, especially with his history, it's you know, you have your fingers crossed, but, you know, hopefully this is something now that he, you know, at least mentally can settle him down a little bit and, you know, just unknown when he's going to get back throwing again. Good. He threw pretty well yesterday. So we'll sit down and probably make a decision whether he needs one more or whether, you know, we get him back into the rotation. So, I'll have something for you day after the off day.
The other day we asked you about Blake training and how you compare him to the great closers you have had. You said something like you have had great ones, but he's right up there.
Yeah.
How do you qualify your complete pen this year compared to other pens you have had in your career?
Boy, the way it sits right now, it's about as good as you get. I mean, you know, with the emergence of Pagan now, you know, in Lou Trevino, allows us to pitch Petit a little bit differently, maybe even longer stints, and shorten the game like we did yesterday and didn't even have to use Petit. So, you know, with Buchter coming back, you know, Trevino and Trinan at the end, it sets up to be a pretty tough bullpen to deal with. And if you look at the numbers, you know, after the seventh inning or whatever it is, we've done pretty well. So it stacks right up there with any of the bullpens I've ever had. Yeah, I mean, he's been pretty consistent all year. It's just trying to get him consistent at bats and get him some at bats against righties, because in the past he's probably hit righties a little bit better, although this year his numbers would suggest he's better against lefties. You know, we're going to come up against a stretch of righties here, and we're going to have to figure out ways to get he and Pinder in the lineup, because both of these guys are impactful bats for us, and if they sit around too long, you kind of lose the edge. So, you know, these next several games leading up to the break, I think we only have, at least as it looks right now, Bumgarner is the only lefty we're going to see. So whether it's pinch hit at bats or getting them some spot starts against some righties, both those guys have been great. And, you know, we've seen what Canna can do when he gets consistent at bats. He's a very productive guy.
Has he maybe gotten a little better at kind of handling the stretches where he doesn't get a lot of at-bats?
I think he has. You know, he's kind of learned the way things work around here. And, you know, it's before it was more, you know, when he was healthy, he was playing. When he wasn't, you know, then he'd have to come back and try to regain his stroke again. He's got a little bit going on in his stroke, but, you know, this year, I think more than any other year, he's cut it down some. There's a little less moving parts, which has played well for him. So, you know, he continues to be a guy that, you know, even when he doesn't start, you have him over on the bench, and, you know, there's potentially he can get a big at-bat in the course of the game.
Chris Davis hasn't had a homer since 2014. Do you see anything, or is it something that you guys, how do you guys look at that?
You know what, he's getting some big hits for us right now. I think, you know, he went through a little bit of a tough stretch, but I think he's, what, 7 for his last 18 and driven in some runs. So just a matter of time before he hits the ball to the ballpark. I mean, we're not too concerned about that. It's just getting good at bats and being balanced, you know, throughout the course of his at bats, and he is right now.
How Bassett came out of that encounter with the runner, and he's ready for his next start?
Yeah, he's a little bit sore today, but I don't think it'll affect next time around. You know, we'll see after the off day. He was moving around okay out there today, but it looked like he was a little sore when he came in this morning. But I don't think it will, but not really sure at this point.
Is there a plan?
Mengden will, yes. There is a plan for him. What that is, he is going to pitch in AAA pretty soon. I'll have that for you after. That's as close as I can get for you. But his next, he will have an outing in AAA coming up here. That one I should have been on.
Good. All right.